Hello and welcome to Girlfriend Translator episode
32?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
How are you doing today?
Great.
Yeah?
I'm fine.
Uh-huh.
Unchanged. Lots of highs and lows during the week because the world is collapsing.
Yeah.
That's hard, but that's hard on everybody, except for the people who aren't paying attention.
Yes.
They make it hard on us.
That's certainly true.
Yeah.
Before we start, I'll just say thank you to the people that left reviews last week.
Yes, and thank you so much.
Additionally, if you didn't leave a review last week, you can still leave one.
Please do, and please tell your friends if you think this is a good thing.
Yeah, so please, leave a rating and review wherever you're listening. And second, if you have your own questions that you'd like us to answer in future episodes, you can always send them to girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com. The email address is in the show description, or you can just type it out, girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com.
Yeah, and if you do enjoy this, if you get something out of this, or you think that someone you know could, please tell them, because like we've told you before, this is independent. We're trying really hard to keep it that way, which is really tough now.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it tough?
It's tough because all the previously independent podcast studios have been bought up by big companies like SiriusXM, Amazon, Apple.
And so they have all this
CNN.
Money, right?
For yeah, so they have all this money for marketing budgets. They can pay.
Yeah, it's a tough market right now. It's probably tougher than it's ever been.
Yeah.
So in order to maintain our independence, I think in a way if we can't, we wouldn't
mm-hmm.
allow ourselves to be any other way. So we kind of depend on you guys.
Yeah, definitely.
More than you can imagine.
Yes.
In spreading the word, if you believe in this, that would mean the world to us, because this is a passion project for us. This mm-hmm. isn't about money at all. It's a passion project. So if you feel like it's been of any use, or it could be, please tell your friends, tell anyone you know, if you believe that more of this kind of content is a benefit to society, because I think I think we need more creative content, like actually creative content, ideas, better ideas, more innovation. And that's been really, really snuffed out the last about 10 years, especially the last 5.
Yeah, definitely.
There is very little creativity allowed to kind of be, it's very hard for it to burst through this market. The market is very controlled by big corporations.
Yes.
And it's a shame.
Yeah, it is.
Because it wasn't like that. Relatively recently, it was a lot better. Because we're artists. I mean, I remember. So, yeah, you guys make all the difference. You are the whole reason.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you ready for question one?
Yeah.
Okay, so this one, thank you in advance for leaving your rating and review and for sharing our show.
Yeah.
So this one comes from Reddit. I just thought it was funny and wanted to hear your feedback.
Okay.
Okay, so this guy's 21 and his girlfriend's 20. Okay, so my girlfriend and I were going about our morning as usual when she found an acrylic nail on the floor of my bedroom. I have absolutely no idea how it got there and have never had a girl over here other than her.
Oh my God.
She thinks I cheated, which honestly, given that she found a nail on my bedroom floor, I can't even blame her. I know how bad it looks and want to try to convince her that I didn't cheat. Is this even possible? She's pretty dead set on the idea that I cheated.
Really?
I'm trying to beg and plead with her, but she doesn't want to hear me out. So, what can I do?
I don't think it's up to you, actually. I mean, honestly, if this person trusts you, there should be some basis of trust if you've been going out for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming it's an apartment that you rented.
Mm-hmm.
And that could have just gotten disrupted, you know, something like a closet or a... under the bed, or I don't know, that can happen. It could have come in from her and not be hers, but someone else. We don't know. I mean, that could be a million things. And if you have some basis of trust, for her to really go off on that to the extent that it sounds like she is, seems irrational to me, very genuinely. Yeah. I think it's cool that you appreciate that would look bad, because it would, and yeah, she'd probably get upset at first. She'd probably be worried. But to extend it so far that you feel like you have to... beg? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You have a whole history together. I would go by that over an acrylic nail.
I would too.
So I don't think that you should have to. If you're telling the truth, which it sounds like you are, unless you have some history of lying,
mm-hmm.
I can't understand why she wouldn't just let it go.
Yeah,
I mean, there are a million ways that could happen. Mm-hmm. In a rented apartment, if it's an apartment, you sound like you're in college, maybe.
Yeah, he's. I mean, who the 20, hell knows?
It could come 21. In with it. You have friends over. I mean, could come in with something that you were carrying. You have no idea.
Yeah.
She doesn't either. So she needs to get more. I think she needs to be more secure.
Yeah.
I think that's a her problem, not a you problem. You're telling the truth. There's nothing else you can do.
Yeah.
Why should you be obligated to do more than that? Mm-hmm. It's not fair. So yeah. I don't know. That would make me mad after a while.
Me too.
You know, that would make me mad.
Yeah.
Maybe you could get mad. Just be mad and not talk to her for a while and let her come to you.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be bad for her. Like, what the hell?
I think that could actually be better because I feel like being angry after a while, that almost signifies more...
Truthful. Yeah, it seems like you're being truthful.
If you're like begging and like kind of,
yeah,
then that makes you seem guilty.
Yes, I agree. You know? You're right. That's mm-hmm. a good point.
So
yeah, I agree.
Not to like strategize, but I think if your emotions naturally go, yeah, there, that makes more sense.
Yeah. So if you feel a little bit irritated by this, I would go with that feeling. I'd put your energy on that.
Uh-huh.
Put the focus there. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I think that's a lot of what guys can do now. Is like maybe think of it. The guys that are having questions like this, I'm sure that there's a part of them that's irritated and they work very hard not to go there. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's just a matter of pushing them back there a little bit.
Yeah.
When they seem to have, like, this is a very clear case of you have a total right to be frustrated with her. But by this point, you seem very understanding and that's important, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you should be. But now, come on. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
You don't know how it got there if you don't know.
Exactly.
There's nothing you can do. It's not your fault.
No, exactly.
So if you feel powerless, it's not your fault. I mean, it's because she's not doing her part now.
A grocery bagger's fingernail.
You have no. Really yes, anything. We have no way of like, knowing.
Yeah.
But to assume that you would cheat is kind of, unless you have a history of cheating.
In which case.
You know, yeah. And only you know that. Like mm-hmm. I'm, but going by this, no. I'd be afraid of pushing someone away by being like that.
Yeah.
I would ask. I would say something if it bothered me, and then but I would not belabor it, mm-hmm. because my God, like that could push someone away.
Definitely.
You know.
Ready for question two?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this one's also from Reddit, from Mr. One Later Two Pops Three. It's an interesting name. The title is, and he's 24, my dad is hurt and doesn't understand why neither me or my siblings have named any of our kids after him.
What?
Okay, so I'm one out of three kids that my mom and dad had before they divorced. I'm the youngest, and they split when I was 5, and my dad has been in and out of our lives since the ink dried.
And he wants you to name a child after him?
He moved in with his girlfriend and her kids, and while they got to spend every day with him, my brother, myself, and my sister saw him at best twice a year, and it's been this way for 2 decades.
What an idiot!
When my sister was 17, she had her first kid and named him after our grandfather, who she was always close to. At 19, then, she had twins.
Whoa!
That she named after a deceased uncle on our mom's side and a cousin that we grew up with.
Well, you don't have to do that.
My brother at 21 had his first kid, and he too named his first son after a family member. Our dad's brother, who looked after us when mom had to work and my dad was watching his other kids.
Whatever. Well, good for him. Sounds nice.
So my dad has maybe met his grandkids a handful of times, and even then it
hell,
wasn't him
no.
actually coming to see them. More they were just always at the same place at the same time, like at a family barbecue or wedding. He'd always laugh and say he couldn't wait for one of the grandkids to be named after
him. What a dweeb!
And now I know for a fact that I'm not going to name any of my kids after him when I have them.
Absolutely not.
And I'm the one with the best relationship with him out of all of the three of us.
What an arrogant, like, what the hell?
So,
what an ego your dad has.
When my girlfriend became pregnant and we had our first boy, we gave him an original name, but his middle name is a male version of my mother's name. And when my dad found out, he flipped out, made group chats, said we disrespected him and that he deserves to be honored, and that we named our children after losers and demanded why we haven't named a single grandchild after him. Frankly, I told him there were so many more people in our lives that helped take care of us and shape us, that they deserved to be honored more than he did.
I don't think anybody deserves to have a kid named after them. I just don't think that's... I don't know what that... You can name your kid whatever you'd like to name your kid.
So this goes on for a while more.
Well, that's an easy one.
Yeah.
Screw him.
Yeah.
He sounds like a jerk.
Yeah, he really does.
I'm not sure what you're getting out of that relationship. I'm not saying, like, end the relationship or anything, but I sure as hell wouldn't talk to him if he talked to me like that for a while. I wouldn't anyway.
No.
Let him come to you. And if he never does, oh, well.
I completely agree.
That's my opinion.
Yeah.
Screw him.
Yeah.
What's wrong with your siblings? Oh, no, they named him after better people.
Yeah, they named them after...
Right, good people. So I apologize to your siblings. So sorry. That is a lot of children.
The thing that I find funny is that, what was it, his brother named his son after the dad's brother?
That's funny, yeah. Like, do something like that. Name the kid something that will annoy your father. Stick it to him.
Yeah, it's... Oh, my God. What a...
Like, or add something to the father's name. Like, if the father's name is Bill, just say, you'll make the name Bill is a wuss. But then your kid will be stuck with that forever. Oh, shit. So yeah. Sorry. That's wrong.
That wouldn't work.
That's beyond wrong. Don't do that. But God, your father sounds like an idiot.
He just sounds like an idiot. I think that's a clear-cut case.
He can be an idiot, and you can somehow find a way to still love him. That's fine. I know everybody feels that that's so incredibly important. It's like, well, not if they're assholes. It really isn't. You don't have to love anyone who's an asshole.
I'm, like, reading more of this.
Them enough. Be like, respectful. Like, human decency. What? Yeah. Go ahead. Tell us.
He later called me crying, insisting that I change my son's first name to his.
Your father's mentally ill.
But I love my son's name, and so does my girlfriend, so I told him no.
You know your father's mentally ill, right? And that's... Maybe he should be treated for that. Or like Jesus. A 5150, like a...
Okay, that's just... Oh
my maybe God, he needs one of the 72-hour holds. Just
yeah,
to,
I think so.
He's not normal. There's something wrong with your dad.
Change your child's name. You gave your kid a name. You can't,
like... Look, this guy's got some real problems, okay?
That's just...
I'd love to know more about your father's childhood.
Yeah, like, this is just...
I'd like to know the difference between your father's brother, your uncle, and your father, and I want to know about their childhood.
That would be interesting.
And why one turned out to be semi-decent, right?
Yeah, the one actually took care of kids that weren't his.
And yeah. And then there's your dad who's like a big baby. And maybe that's why.
Yeah.
What a weird... I just don't understand that. I'm not going to do the things that a father should do for you. It really is a moral obligation if you have a child. You don't get passes.
No.
Then... You don't do those things, but you're going to demand to be honored as if you did.
I know.
What a neat... That sounds like a lot of politicians.
Yes, it does.
Okay. It's catchy.
Yeah, it's very catchy.
This guy sounds very normal and... he sounds like he stands up to him just fine.
He does.
Maybe he enjoys it. He sounds very in control of that relationship.
He does.
Which is good.
I would say, like, don't even question it to the point where you're posting that on Reddit. Unless you just, like, feel like you want to vent. But you have no... There's no ambiguity.
That's
there.
Not a dilemma.
Like, yeah, that's not.
That's a mental health problem.
Exactly.
That is clearly not being treated properly.
Yeah.
Let he has a new wife or girlfriend,
yeah.
His dad?
He takes care of her kids, but not his own kids.
They're not his kids?
Yeah, the dad apparently, he started dating this other girl who had kids. And
what a weirdo.
Raised them.
I mean, that's lovely as long as you're not dumping your own.
Yeah, like what?
Oh.
So it's like musical chairs but with kids where like the uncle takes care of the dad's kids and the dad takes care of the new girlfriend's kids.
Kind of like getting a nanny. Like yeah. The New York, when I worked in New York on the Upper East Side, I used to dine in this place where a lot of nannies would be. So I would hear all these stories about who they nannied for. These were really rich people. They had plenty of money. Mm-hmm. But the mom would have the kid and then the nanny would literally raise and the nanny would come from, a lot of times they were from... At least in this particular, there were a lot of Caribbeans, people from Caribbean countries would mm-hmm. come. And they had kids. And we would talk about that. I'm like, so your kids are home, you're taking care of these kids and your kids, but you don't have a nanny. Which is, you know, that's her job. So yeah. She does that. And this woman has kids, could stay home if she wanted to. It's just like you could be with your kids and she could be with, but I said, but at the same time, she's like, no, but yeah, she totally agreed. She's like, yeah. Yes, it's really interesting.
Yeah.
She said, it's very interesting. She said, I'm glad I like it because I wanted to get into this country. This is a great deal. The kids are nice. And I'm like, okay, well, that's good. she said, but isn't it weird how people are here in the States?
That's very interesting.
Or at least on the Upper East Side of New York. Yeah.
Whenever you say Upper East Side, I just think of Gossip Girl.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's where the schools were. I was right by all those schools, so when I would have these long gaps between classes, so I would end up sitting in Bagel Shop or whatever, and that's where all the kids were, Dalton kids and those ritzy little private school kids.
Right.
And the kids in the Upper East Side of New York on Halloween, they would trick-or-treat at businesses. It was so funny. It was really, really cute. Funny. I'm like, oh, how interesting.
That's really interesting.
That makes sense. You know, they don't. They probably also do in the buildings, but they do at all these, like the Bagel Shop. Every place had bags of candy for these kids. How they knew they were coming, so it was really fun to watch.
How interesting!
But like New York has all these unique rituals that are so different than what I grew up with in Seattle. But it was really fascinating, really interesting.
That is really.
And the kids there are like little adults. And they grew up in a city like that.
I bet. Yeah.
They're like little neurotic adults. Very smart, though. But too stressed out. You know? But anyway. Is that something we should keep or toss?
I think it's interesting. Is that a car alarm?
I don't know.
Okay. I just didn't know if it was being picked up on the mic.
Oh, well, if it is, it is.
Yeah. Ready for question three?
Sure.
Okay, so this one is a weird one. It's from a user named Holiday Inspector 282.
Uh-huh.
The title is, I, a 28-year-old male, am seriously growing disgusted with my girlfriend, a 24-year-old female's
field mouse.
Social media newsfeed following habits.
Oh, wow, interesting. I don't blame him.
This is a long one. Okay, so I'm seriously growing disgusted with her newsfeed following habits. It's annoying to hear and listen to her swipe through different Snapchat stories and Instagram stories. She does this as soon as she wakes up and when she goes to sleep and when she goes to the bathroom, when she takes a shower, and it's really beginning to turn me off. I've spoken to her about it numerous times. She's deactivated her social media accounts several times, but then slips back into re-downloading them just a few weeks after she's sworn them off. It's getting really frustrating and annoying. She herself knows that it's a waste of time, and she says that social media is a plague on all of us, and I get that. But with that being a statement that she's conscious of, So because I'm aware of that statement, I have practically forbidden myself from downloading social media to my primary device that can lead me to scrolling through different Instagram and Snapchat stories for hours at a time pointlessly. My question is, if you know better, why not do better?
I agree.
For example, we text all day, my girlfriend and I, how much we miss each other when we're at work. When we reunite, we kiss and we, hang out for dinner or whatever. But afterwards, it's right back to social media. She sits on the toilet seat scrolling through, and I'm over it.
But she's reading news feeds.
It's her social media news feed, so it's just like random people, like
is that news?
They call it a news feed on.
Oh shit! It's not actual news.
No.
They're just talking about the social thing, like friends.
Yeah,
and
it's just like TikTok influencers.
Oh my god, are you serious?
Yeah.
But that's not news. That's just smut.
Yeah. She's 4 months pregnant right now, and though I don't mind her relaxing and laying around...
It's actually her social media newsfeed?
Yeah.
So whoever she follows, what they're up to?
Yes, exactly.
Their dumb comments about their lives?
Yes.
Why do you care?
Yeah, she'll watch and scroll through for hours, he said.
Why?
I don't know. He says,
I'm not interested in that, I guess.
I don't want to split, but at the rate we're going, it seems to be the direction we're headed.
She has no habits? Like not habits, she has...
No hobbies.
No hobbies?
Even though our son is coming in months, I'm
You've got a kid?
She's 4 months pregnant, apparently.
Whoa. Couples therapy.
Yeah.
Get a therapist. Don't dump her. Don't end this. You have a kid coming.
Yeah.
This is a very... You say you miss her. You still love this person. Don't break up.
Yeah.
Fix it. It sounds like she has an understanding, an acknowledgement that it's wrong. She just needs some help getting out of this. So you guys need to see a couples therapist.
Uh-huh.
Who's someone who can mediate. Don't dump her.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Don't break up. Like, you've got a child coming. That's really insane.
Yeah.
That's not a good enough reason.
No, I agree.
Sorry. No. You're right about... But why would you want to break up with her for this? You can work this out.
I agree.
Because I would like to know what about it is bothering you. Because he doesn't talk about what bothers him. He doesn't say anything specifically. He'll just say it annoys him, it disgusts him, whatever. But he doesn't say what he wishes that they were doing instead. I'm not hearing that. So I think he needs to maybe think about, okay, well, come up with specific things you wish you were doing. Because if you're not able to articulate it here, I wonder if he's even really articulated it to her. That might actually, but don't depend on, I think that could really be helpful with a therapist. That's not a piece of shit, by the way. Like a good one. How are you going to find one? I don't know, read reviews, but ask friends. Check them out. Don't take the first one you see. Unless you really, it really works out well. But do see a couples therapist because you have a reason. You have a child.
Absolutely.
Don't take away like the possibility of having two parents in at living together, like being married, hopefully.
Yeah.
I would hope.
They're
if you've got
it's a girlfriend.
Well, get married.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
That's a commitment issue.
I agree.
Like, this is a thing she can break. She's already said she's not defending it.
No.
To me, that's a very good sign. She says it's a plague on it. No, come on, man. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You don't have specific reasons why that bothers you. I can think of a million, but I'm not hearing it from him.
No.
Which means I don't even know if she is. He may not even realize he's not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe he hasn't thought that through. So that's where, like, someone who can kind of mediate a little bit the communication gaps. And if she needs some help getting out of this, then let's get her help.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
Because you don't break up when you've got a child coming.
Absolutely not. No.
You better not.
Yeah.
I don't think that's smart or fair to your child.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And it sounds like you like each other.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, you want to be ready for this child. If you're 28 and she's 24,
mm-hmm.
and you would consider breaking up over this.
Yeah.
I can't imagine why you would. In, what, 5 months she'll have a kid? She's not going to have time for this. That could change everything.
Right.
I'm surprised by his lack of insight. That doesn't seem very typical to me. A lot of guys are, this is not the nuance. This isn't nuance. This is, a lot of guys are very, very good at kind of identifying this life changes, things like, well, once the kid comes, it should be.
Yeah.
Like, they're not, this is not a thing, an issue between men and women so much, I don't think.
No, he seems, there's something off about that.
That's, yeah, I think he could really use some help communicating.
Yeah.
And even maybe just learning how to, like, be clear on what he's thinking and feeling.
Yeah, I think so,
too. I don't think it is as, maybe, I think it's an equal problem. I don't think it's all her.
Yeah, I don't think so, either.
I think he also may have some issues around just, he might be very nervous or very scared about having a kid, too.
Yeah.
And that could just be funneled into this unconsciously.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what she's doing.
Maybe.
I mean, there's so many possibilities, but definitely don't break up.
Yeah, I completely agree.
You can't do that to her. That'd be horrible.
That would be awful to do to her.
Do you love this person? I mean, that would be a massive betrayal.
Yeah.
You can live with this. You'll be fine. You can work this out. This is fixable.
Absolutely.
If you know better, do better. Well, you know better.
Mm-hmm.
You do too. Hang in. You don't walk away. You might be scared of what's coming up. It's much better to admit that. Because it's completely understandable.
Yeah.
Oh my God, there's no, well, there's certainly no shame, but everybody's nervous.
Yeah.
But you don't, there are so many ways to help ease that. There's only so much you can do. Nobody goes into parenting knowing what they're doing, you know.
Yeah.
They do the best they can. Hopefully, you know, you can read some books and prepare. Maybe that's something you guys could do with your time. Maybe you could offer her some distractions as well.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
But I don't think just being disgusted is fair.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't think that would be helpful. You might feel annoyed, but
I feel annoyed and maybe concerned, but disgusted is
yeah, I don't get that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that. I think that's best handled by like hopefully a good couples therapist who can mediate.
Do you want a bonus question?
Why is it up to me? Do I want one?
I just preface it because that's the polite thing to do.
Yes, okay.
So I'm a 30-year-old male, and I was talking to a girl last night. We were very friendly to one another, and she slipped being single during our conversation. However,
She slipped in the fact that she was single?
Yes, during the conversation. Okay. However, I'm not sure if she's into guys or girls. She made a joke about being a lesbian, but I'm not sure if it was 100% a joke because it seemed kind of serious, too.
Ask.
That confused me. What do I do?
Ask. So what? What? There's nothing wrong with you.
Yeah.
So you didn't get the... If it's a joke, you didn't get it.
Uh-huh.
If it's the truth, you didn't get it. You thought maybe it was a joke. Why should you have to feel anything about that? That seems perfectly understandable to me. I would ask.
Yeah.
Just ask. Big deal. What do you care? What's the worst that can happen? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Well, if she's a lesbian, then that's that.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yep.
Maybe you can be friends.
Do you want a second brief bonus question?
Sure.
Because that was very brief.
Well, yeah. But okay. That's like... No, you know, it's like you got to look at it differently, a different way. Well, why? What if someone... Do you think that's an unreasonable question?
No.
Do you think you should have to feel anything about asking that?
No.
Then don't.
Yeah.
You can teach yourself not to care when you're in the right. Mm-hmm. And it's not like anyone... You don't have to be in the right. But sometimes we do to kind of change our own patterns and beliefs about what we're... We take things
like... It's like, I should know if she's serious.
Yeah, it's weird. You'll take it from childhood even and not even know you're doing it. It's like, but I don't actually... You have to kind of readdress a lot of things when you get older and question them as an adult.
Yeah.
Of why I feel this way. Why do I act this way?
Yes.
Not over and over again. Just once.
Yeah.
And see if it's still true. Because we do so many things unconsciously that we've always done, forgetting to revisit them as an adult. And it's fascinating because you might think... a completely different way, and you'll know, oh my God, that's from when I was a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
And you really wouldn't know any other way. So if you're unsure about something, I always, like, that's what I sort of taught myself to do. It's just, well, have you asked yourself recently why you have this question or why you react this way?
Uh-huh.
And then if you kind of think about it, sort of deconstruct it a little bit, you'll see, like, oh, it could be something so dumb.
Right.
That maybe wasn't so dumb then,
uh-huh.
but doesn't have anything to do with you now. And it's cool because then if you have a different response or a different opinion now, then that opens things up for you.
Right.
That you never would have thought to question. It's just cool, like kind of examining your brain a little bit, not going in circles. That's not cool. But this kind of thing, it's a good problem-solving strategy if you feel uncomfortable and you're not sure why.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Question it. Because it could so easily come from some silly thing from childhood that was perfectly normal.
Yeah.
That you just didn't get around to questioning.
Right.
Hope that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Like, he might assume he's supposed to know or supposed to...
Yeah, like, for no... What, like, why would I... And that's interesting. Like, why would I assume I need... Like, I should know something? So you have to go back to other times when you felt that. And then go back to when you're younger and you felt that. And then you'll usually find something that... maybe impacted you a little bit. And you'll realize, oh, it was my 7th grade teacher when I didn't... Yeah, you know, it's going to be something that silly.
Exactly.
You know? But that's not silly to a kid, but it is when you're older and you've lived a lot more of life, right?
So
I forgot what this was even about.
Guy doesn't know if a girl who made a joke about being a lesbian was joking or not.
Yeah, and that's why it's like... Even people you talk to, you'll say that, you'll ask that question, and they won't even question the fact that, oh, well, you don't need to... worry about that anymore. Like, why would you? You're not doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
It could come from, like, when you were younger, just approaching girls for the first time, thinking every single thing you do, just like a girl who's talking to a guy for the first time or whatever, you're so worried about everything you say. And sometimes that is so penetrating as a kid that you hang on to it and you don't even know you are. And you really don't need it anymore. And you're not even like that anymore. But the fear might remain. And it's really quite... easy to deconstruct these very simple things and understand where the source is, and then you just kind of laugh about it. It's like, oh, I don't care. I actually don't care anymore.
Right.
Well, no, I actually agree with that. That's a good question.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I guess you might offend her, but would you be offended? I wouldn't be offended.
No.
So if she's offended, maybe she's the weirdo.
Yeah, I mean, that's a weird...
See, I always thought, used to think, oh, well, it's me. It's going to be me. I'm the weirdo. It's like... That's such a kid's view, right?
Right.
Unless you're a very confident kid. Most kids have a very innocently self-absorbed view of the world. because they are subject to authority figures, right? Because they're children. Mm-hmm. So they know they have to please to get what they want. And sometimes, you know, it's hard to shake that.
Yes.
You know? And we all do it, so.
Yeah.
And I forgot the question again, but I think this is a better thing, actually a better point that comes from that question.
Yeah, I think
just,
so, too.
Oh, my God, you can question just about every single thing that you do that you feel weird about.
Yeah.
Like, instead of having that question and posing it, all he had to do was think, well, why do I feel that way?
Mm-hmm.
Like, actually, like, really logically, not deep, just why would I? Because if someone asked me that, if I made that joke, it wasn't a joke, and they just asked me, well, I can see why they would want to know that. That would be flattering, right?
Yeah.
For her.
Yeah.
Either way, she's flattered.
Precisely.
You might feel silly, but you don't need to. Why would you? She brought it up. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
And obviously the joke wasn't that great. Didn't go over that well.
Or it's serious and she said it in a joking manner.
And whatever it is, you can spin it in a way where you're not the only weirdo, okay?
Exactly.
Like, everybody's about the same, and I tend to think it's easier. I wouldn't recommend this now because people are taking it too far, but it's okay to think someone else is weirder than you are. Oh, God, I don't want to spread that word because now that's gotten insane.
Well,
with the leaders of the world thinking they know things and doubling down, tripling down, and like toddlers that are dysfunctional.
Yes.
Like toddlers who have developmental challenges, but they're not. They're full-grown adults.
Yes.
Wow. Harvard. Stanford. Maybe don't go to the Ivy League anymore. Maybe don't seek that as your ultimate achievement, because I don't think I've met a lot of those people. I don't know. Look, I don't know. I'm just saying, they're kind of weird. They've always been weird.
I think at first I said, let's do an additional bonus question because the answer was short. But then with the elaboration.
And getting to the Ivy League,
yeah,
I think.
I think we're kind of up on, you know, that's the end of the show.
I think it's a good idea to question why we hold the Ivy League in such esteem. Could it possibly be just an idea that we've had our entire lives that has not been challenged for a very long time? And maybe dopes come out of those schools too, especially the ones who like to throw it around.
Precisely.
Those very superficial people.
Mm-hmm.
I would question all of that.
I think that's a good idea.
Having been in academia, wow. I came out feeling very good about myself, having not been like that, having traveled with no money, working in between undergrad and grad school. It's not at all, I wouldn't covet grad school or any of those, whatever, advanced degrees.
Yeah.
No. Is that a good way to end it?
I think so. I'll just do the typical, or, you know, standard, just say,
just,
you know, once more to leave a rating and review if you,
please,
if it
do
occurs to you.
Even not, or just even, just for us.
Yeah, yeah. Even if it doesn't occur to you, let this be your message.
Or even if you
please
don't want to and you hate us, there's got to be something you can find in this, some principle that you do support.
Yeah.
But don't say you hate us. You can't hate us. You don't know us.
No, you don't.
No one hated me. No one said that. I'm just pretending they did.
How can you hate the girlfriend trans?
No. Anyway,
second,
okay.
If you have your own questions that you'd like us to answer in upcoming shows, we'd be happy to do so. And you can send your questions in to girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com. The email address is in the show description. Or you can just type it out, girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you for episode 32. 33. This is 32.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see you for the next
one. I thought
it was
31. No, we're not doing that now. Okay. Bye.
Bye.